Preparing breakfast or breakfast for dinner is a nice way to show Dad you love him. Simple comfort food never disappoints. Take your bacon and eggs to the next level with these recipes and ideas. The best scrambled eggs. This is a recipe for a single serving. Multiply all ingredients by the number of people being served. The best pan for making scrambled eggs is a nonstick skillet. If you don't have one, a well-seasoned cast iron pan also works well. Be sure to use butter and not substitute with another fat. Butter keeps the eggs from sticking to the pan better than other choices. Adding milk or plain water to scrambled eggs is an optional step that affects the texture of your finished dish. For creamy scrambled eggs, add up to 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, of milk for every egg. For fluffy scrambled eggs, add up to 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, of water for every egg. For the best eggs with extras, pre-cook your vegetables to release extra moisture. Pre-cook meat in a separate pan to prevent discoloring the eggs. Add meats, cheese, vegetables and herbs toward the end of cooking the eggs, just long enough to mix them in and warm them through. Alternatively, keep them separate and serve them alongside your eggs on the plate. Fresh herbs help brighten the flavor of eggs. Don't be afraid to add basil, chives or parsley. 1/2 tablespoon butter 8 milliliters 2 large eggs 1 tablespoon whole milk or water 15 milliliters 1/8 teaspoon salt 0.5 milliliters fresh cracked black pepper Mix ins, like leftover meat, cooked vegetables, cheese or herbs. Add eggs, water or milk and salt to a mixing bowl and whisk until the whites and yolks are completely combined and frothy. In a nonstick skillet, melt butter over medium-high heat until foamy. Add egg mixture and cook, stirring and scrambling gently with a silicone spatula, until large, fluffy curds form and eggs are fully cooked, about 3 minutes. Continue doing this, gently and slowly, always pushing the cooked eggs from the bottom of the skillet and allowing the uncooked egg to take its place. When the eggs are mostly cooked, but look fairly wet with what looks like thick, liquidy egg around the curds, slowly fold the eggs into themselves 1 or 2 times. Add extras. Remove eggs from pan when they are set but still glisten with moisture, and transfer to a plate. Top with freshly cracked pepper. Garnish with fresh herbs, if using. Perfect bacon in the oven. Arrange rack in the middle of the oven and heat the oven to 400°F, 200°C. Prepare the rimmed baking sheet by lining it with parchment paper or aluminum foil. Arrange the bacon on the baking sheet in a single layer. The slices can be close together or touching, but don't let them overlap or they will stick together during cooking. Bake until the bacon is deep golden brown and crispy, about 14 minutes for regular bacon and 18 minutes for thick-cut bacon. Exact baking time will depend on the thickness of the bacon and how crispy you like it. Begin checking the bacon after 12 minutes. The bacon fat will sputter and bubble as the bacon cooks, but shouldn't splatter the way it does on the stovetop. When cooked to your liking, transfer the bacon to a cooling rack to drain and finish crisping. Serve immediately or keep warm in a 300°F, 150°C oven up to 30 minutes. If you want to save the bacon grease, let it cool slightly, then pour it through a fine mesh strainer into a heat-proof container and refrigerate. If you do not want to save the grease, let it solidify on the baking sheet, then crumple the foil or paper around it and discard. For even crispier bacon, fit a metal rack over the lined baking sheet and place the bacon on the rack before baking, which allows the bacon to cook from all sides and become extra crispy. Refrigerate leftover wrapped bacon for 1 week or freeze it for up to 3 months. Rewarm in the microwave or oven before serving. Bison chili 2 tablespoons canola oil 30 milliliters 1 lb Ground bison 500 grams 1 yellow onion, finely diced 1 teaspoon Ground cumin 5 milliliters 1 tablespoon chili powder 15 milliliters 1 tablespoon tomato paste 15 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Dried red chili flakes 5 milliliters. 14 fluid ounces. Can black beans 398 milliliters. 1 tablespoon rich, dark chocolate or cocoa powder 15 milliliters. 28 fluid ounces. Can diced tomatoes 880 milliliters. 1 star anise. 1 c. Water 250 milliliters. Ideas for accompaniments. Shredded cheddar cheese, sour cream, sliced green onions, saltine crackers or oyster crackers, diced avocado. Heat a large heavy-bottomed pan that has a lid on medium-high. Add canola oil and swirl to coat the bottom of the pan. Add ground bison and break it apart with a spatula or wooden spoon and cook until almost done. Add chopped onion and continue cooking until it starts to change color. Add the seasonings cumin through to chili flakes. Sauté for 2 minutes. Then add the rest of the ingredients. Simmer covered over medium-low heat for at least 1 hour. Serve with toasted buns or rice and a salad. This can be refrigerated for up to 6 days or frozen up to 3 months. Berry dessert. This berry dessert can be served over shortcakes or angel food cake or on a pavlova with whipped cream. 2c. Mixed berries such as blueberries, raspberries, blackberries 500 milliliters. 1 tablespoon honey 15 milliliters. 1 quarter of a teaspoon. Vanilla extract 1 milliliter. 1 teaspoon. Extra virgin olive oil 5 milliliters. Juice and zest from 1/2 orange. 2 tablespoons fresh mint, chiffonade, optional as garnish 30 milliliters. Pinch salt. Add honey, vanilla extract, olive oil and juice and zest of orange to a bowl. Whisk lightly. Add berries. Add salt to taste. Chill for at least 1 hour, if you have the time. Garnish with mint. Romaine salad with Parmesan vinaigrette. This is much like a Caesar salad but without the fussy dressing. Homemade dressings are inexpensive to make and the quantities are smaller than a store-bought bottle so it doesn't linger and clutter the refrigerator. 3 tablespoons grated Parmesan 45 milliliters. 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard 10 milliliters. 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar 30 milliliters. 1 clove garlic, minced. 1/3 c. Extra virgin olive oil 75 milliliters. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 2 hearts romaine lettuce, chopped. Wash lettuce and dry on a clean kitchen towel. Tear the leaves into bite-size pieces and discard the tough stems. Wrap lettuce in the same towel and refrigerate for an hour before making the salad to allow the leaves to become crispy. Add all ingredients except lettuce to a jar with a lid. Tightly close the lid and shake until thickened. Chill until needed. Toss lettuce with salad dressing in a medium-sized bowl, adding 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, at a time. Serve immediately. Sarah Galvin is a home economist, teacher, and avid supporter of local food producers. She has been a market vendor, grew up on a farm in southeastern Saskatchewan, and is a member of Team Resources.